little bit wet. We've had rain here this past week, but all this country here has been lazy. That's why you see the headlands at times carry some water, because they carry the water away. It runs off the blocks and down the headlands into the drains and down into the retention area. It's a new variety we've just planted out. This is 240, Q240. It looks like it'll be a pretty promising variety. It's pretty reliable for sugar. It's a reasonably early cane, and just looking at that cane there, you can see it's a heavy barrel cane, free trashing. It'll be a good harvester-friendly cane, I think.
That's the way it is.
This is one of the smaller impoundments. The water runs through here and is impounded here as a silt sediment trap. That's very close to 3 metres deep, that trap there.
What else have you done to try and improve the way that water runs off your farm?
Well, all of this here has been developed since 1990. So we've been able to fit the whole drainage thing together, the design. As we go down further, you'll see other lagoons and silt traps. We believe this habitat is pretty healthy. So we'll just go down there and have a look, eh?
Right, sounds good.
This thing has never been stuck.
I don't want to test the theory. So we're just driving along the side of a drain now. Would you call it a drain? It's massive.
Yeah, no, this is one of the main drains. I had it all treed along here with these blue gum eucalypts. Yeah. It's unfortunate that we lost some, quite a few, in Cyclone Yasi. It was a bit disappointing. But anyway, it doesn't take the idea is to shade the drain. It doesn't take a lot of shade to control the grass. And, you know, there's very little spraying involved in. That's the actual lagoon there. There's quite a bit of water lily. Up further, that is an island in the actual lagoon. So the water runs through here, gets a chance to settle. It'll run out further and then run along a drain to a siltation trap, and that's where the water actually leaves the property.
It's a picture.
Yeah, it's not as pretty as I'd like it to be, but maybe I'm a bit critical. I'll just show you the outlet that runs north up here. You see that tall tree on the other side there?
Yep.
That's a red gum from Victoria.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Murray River red gum.
A Murray River red gum,
yeah,
in Tully.
Yeah, I brought it back to the Murray, yep. Just show you here, that so you can have an idea of where it goes into the drain that feeds the silt trap, where it runs off the property. You get a bit of a look at the water moving along and how it's ripply there, and that's what oxygenates water, that ripple effect. You can see even after all this rain, that water's running, what you'd say, pretty clear, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, I can see the bottom.
So there's a fair run back here. It's right up to the other end of the property there. It's kilometre and a half. There's a silt trap, and from there, the water runs out under the highway and crosses the road, leaves my property from that silt trap. So the thinking behind that is that we're not passing on anything unwanted to the next person. We're handing it on in good quality.
Let alone the quality of what reaches the reef.
Well, I'm hoping I'm not handing on any downstream ill effects. I'm pretty proud of what we've done here, what we've tried to do with the habitat and the fish. So I hope it's all as it should be.
Yet, Peter Jackson, now that there is such a critical focus on the health of the Great Barrier Reef, how are farmers feeling about the debate that's going on nationally at the moment and the attention that it's received in the context of the federal election that's going on at the moment?
Oh, I find some of it very confronting. I really wonder about the truth of a lot of things that are said. Personally, I have taken a fair interest in looking at scientific papers and what does happen, and I speak to various scientists. I would like to see some really, how would you say, some ground truthing of what's being said. The last thing that we want to do is hand on a problem. I'd just like to see some truth in the debate. When somebody puts something forward, what do you base your science on? And show us, you know.
So when you drive me around your farm, you show me the silt traps and the drainage and the lagoons. How do you know? How do you know what qualitative difference that's making to the water quality that's reaching the Great Barrier Reef?
Well, the last electrofishing I had here was 9 or 10 years ago. we have tagged barramundi. When they electrofish, you take your oxygen, temperature, you know, many other readings, the number of the fish that you actually tagged, the location of where they tagged, and the other species. From those two electrofishings, even the fishery scientists, they were quite surprised. And there was a recapture, and that fish grew 163 millimetres in 5 months.
That's a healthy fish.
I would say that's very good. I'm disappointed that we were unable to continue on. I don't know, funding or whatever happened. Had we had that another 10 or 11 years of data, I would be able to say to you with a fair amount of confidence, yes, it's healthy, but I can't because I've got 10 or 11 years of no data.
How does that make you feel in the context of the current debate that's going on about water quality and particularly farm runoff?
Well, given the wish list that the government had there in the 90s, towards the end of the 90s, early 2000, I believe we tried to conform to that and do all that we could, and it is a real shame that we haven't got all that data right through. I think we'll have to start all over again. I think we've got to put out there what we're doing, our practices.
What are you doing?
Farming. I suppose innovation's the thing that we're doing that all the time. We're always, you know, where we're sitting here at the moment, that's humidicola grass there. So I want to have a grass verge all the way there and down the edge of that drain. So the last toy I bought was a mower, which can mow over the edge of that drain. So it cuts down on the need to spray. That grass verge should act as a filter. That's just one small thing. Farming-wise, I think we just continue to fine-tune what we've been doing for the last 15 years or so. Since we've gone to green cane, there's a lot that's been done.
Are you an exception?
Oh, no. I can't really speak for anyone else, but the farmers I know in this valley here, they're all out there. They're always searching for new ideas, new products, and ways to enhance production, maintain, improve production. You know, we're on about a little over 16 tonne of sugar per hectare here. One farm is close to 17. I'm fairly happy with that, but I still believe that we can improve.
But is productivity your key benchmark, or is there other ways of benchmarking your success as a farmer?
I think it all falls in line one behind the other. You've got to do the job properly all the way through. If I do the job properly, I mean, you can't argue the point with the weather. You've got to work with the weather. And I think all of the other, once you put the farming system in place, it all follows along.
Peter Jackson, if you're doing the things that make a difference to water quality and you're adopting better farm practices anyway, why don't you go out and become accredited as a BMP, a best management practice farmer?
Yeah, well, when I see an inept type of thing like that, I got quite browned off, and it really does eat at your belief in the ability of the agencies to do the correct thing. I may well have been a bit slow on the uptake with BMP, but we've talked about with other farmers here this morning. I'm quite happy to do it. We're quite happy to conform to all of that. We're already conforming to it. It's just the paperwork to tick and flick it. But talking to other fellas about it, you know, what are they going to do then? Come back in 12 months' time and say, well, we want this. We want this. You know, the feeling is we'd like things resolved, and if that's what you want, we'll do it. But don't keep coming back and shifting the goalposts. If there's valid reasons or questions there, we'll do our best to answer them.